This podcast is a production of Bread on the Water Media and RadioForThePeople.com and is engineered by Audio Diner Studios. Our theme music is provided to us by our dear friend Gordon Bonham, whose music can be purchased through GordonBonham.com. Our graphics for this podcast are provided by Kathy Piercy Fryan. The podcast is sponsored by Artisan Realtors and Silicon Prairie Ventures.
Everybody. So today, I know you're expecting somebody else, but he's not here yet. Bob Netolucky will be here at some point, but he's not here yet. And we're turning things kind of upside down today. Normally, Jay is our host for Firehouse Irvington, but today we're doing a different podcast. It's my podcast, which is called Normal, What's That Like? And it's a podcast that we deal with people with tragic kind of medical issues or diagnosis, traumatic things that happen to people that they aren't expecting. And what we've talked about in the past has been cancer, but we always said we were going to do all kinds of traumatic medical issues. And so, oddly, our host, Jay, had a diagnosis a year and a half or so ago?
Yes, I did. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And you always feel like we'll get the temperature of the room. But if you have to have a disease, it should have a great name. And Parkinson's disease has that name. But, you know, it's exactly what you said. Life is what happens when you're busy making plans, and all the stuff that I thought when I was 20 and 30 years old got put on the shelf when I got my diagnosis not too long ago about Parkinson's disease, and it answered some questions, but it also opened some new doors.
So you are undergoing some therapy, and I assume on medications and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, there are some classic medications for Parkinson's. Basically, Parkinson's disease, if you wanted to sort of quantify it, you see an older person that has a shuffling gait or may have a tremor, and that tends to be some of the symptoms of classic Parkinson's. But Parkinson's is one of those diseases because it's about neurological conditions that can present themselves. It used to be a disease that was very common and maybe only diagnosed in people that were 55 and over. But
you're not that old yet.
No. Right? Well, I'm downright elderly, but I hide it as well as I can. But there are instances of people with early onset Parkinson's, and I've always felt like that's where we really need to sort of pioneer some efforts to conquer Parkinson's disease. Right now, there's no cure for it. It's one thing if you get it when you're 65. It's quite another thing if you get it when you're 25 years old. Because I just think it makes some young people face some challenges that, you know, it's every, you know, Dan, I don't want to throw a bunch of stuff at you, but, you know, it's, if it happens to someone else, it's a statistic. If it happens to you and your family, it's a tragedy. And so, therefore, if you have an early onset Parkinson's situation within your family with someone that's 20 or 30 years old, you go, heck yeah, that's a tragedy. When my age, it's kind of like Gramps is a little shaky. But I was a little shaky long before Parkinson's.
So the other question I guess I have is, how has it affected your day-to-day life, both before and now? You said to me a little earlier before we were on air, that it explains some things from before. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think I was having some balance issues and some movement issues prior to being, you know, properly diagnosed with Parkinson's. And it explains a lot to me now why I'm just a lot more methodical. So the medications that I take and some of the workouts that I do help me get around. There's people that would say, hey, you look like you're doing fine. But I'm also now hyper aware of movement and balance and things like that. And I'm kind of glad that I am, because in a way you don't want to walk into your favorite business and just fall flat on your face. You know, you just, if you're careful, you just sort of shuffle in like the other people, you know?
Well, so you gave me an analogy earlier that you said that it was kind of like when you look back, though, you felt like it explained a lot.
Yeah, it just, I think if you look back in your life, right now, if you went to Google and did a search on Parkinson's, there's about, I don't know, 10 to 15 areas that are profoundly affected by various forms of Parkinson's, but not everybody is dealing with every aspect of that disease. So if you say to yourself, I mean, for me personally, I was doing a lot of long distance cycling, and I was having some trouble with my feet and lower legs. And I thought, well, that's really weird. Well, you can have nerve issues associated with Parkinson's. So what was happening was I was feeling Parkinson's in my feet before I felt it other places, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
So you can look back and let's say, you know, 10 years ago, you go, man, I had a lot of numbness with my feet. I was actually having some nerve problems that could have easily been associated with diabetes. But, you know, to, I don't know, what do you say? You go, thankfully, I didn't have diabetes. I had something else. But the nerve problems didn't become more important until the further diagnosis of, oh, no, you're dealing with something else. And you probably know this. I mean, we have the greatest healthcare system in the world.
Absolutely.
But you can present with a set of, you know, you can present with a set of problems. And those problems, if you look them up on WebMD or presented in an emergency room, could point to, let's say, 10 or 15 different ailments. Well, nobody's going to treat you for those 15 ailments. They're going to just, you know, get you stabilized and get you home. And I think that's what's interesting about as we live longer and as more things can go wrong, you go, wow, a lot of things can go wrong. You know, I'm sure, you know, and you know, you've dealt with some issues in your life medical-wise that you probably thought, I would have never thought this was an issue until now it's an issue.
So it's exactly why, you know, we talk about on my podcast, we talk about the new normal. So I guess the other question I have is obviously you've been a radio personality and done a lot with your voice over time. Are there any issues with your working today and how has that changed?
Well, of interest, voice issues, facial paralysis, issues with your cognition can present themselves. Famously, Robin Williams was dealing with some issues that were Parkinson's associated, because one of the areas that you have to worry about with Parkinson's is early onset dementia. I knock on wood that while my brain is slower, it's still doing all the things it needs to do. And as far as I can tell, and I have a couple people around me that will hit me in the head, the voice the voice is hanging in there, but I hopefully I'm not, you know, being proud about that. But you know, thankfully that has not been an issue.
So if we ask your wife, what would she...
Well, my wife would tell you all kinds of stuff, but yeah, you know, it's funny, and it's funny you brought up spouse, because, you know, you've experienced this. When something goes dramatically wrong, our spouses are suddenly thrust into that caretaker position.
Absolutely.
That they may or may not be equipped to be that way. You know, our spouses, probably in our early years with them, designed to be sympathetic and designed to be supportive, but all of a sudden they're dealing with, no, you've got a medical situation that's going to profoundly change the way you live your life, and it forces your spouse, good, bad, or indifferent, into a completely different role.
And so how have you guys adapted?
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate. My spouse has been very tolerant, mostly because I've made my main living through the radio world, and that's the craziest. Radio is just slightly above carnival worker, in case you were wondering. It's carnival worker, radio,
real estate,
guy who cleans out the elephants at the zoo. That's the hierarchy of jobs. But yes, I mean, she knew what she was signing on for with the radio stuff. But the other stuff, it's kind of like, wow, here's a new paradigm. And, you know, it's really funny. You know, I've reflected 100 times, you know, on that whole, you marry someone and one of the vows is for better or worse, you know, in sickness and in health. And sadly, I mean, you know, the health issue is hanging on a very slender thread sometimes. You don't always realize it.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess I'm going to have to back up a minute. I said his name was Jay, but I didn't really introduce our guest today. Jay Baker.
No, and I appreciate it. I've been a little careful about revealing exactly what I'm dealing with. And that's why I'm glad to go on your podcast. This is probably the first public thing that I've done where I've said, hey, my name is Jay Baker. You may or may not know me from the radio. I have Parkinson's. I'm dealing with it. It's something that I think it's like 1.5 million Americans, so it's not everybody.
Right.
But it's significant enough. I think Parkinson's is significant from two factors, which I think you'll appreciate, and both of them make me laugh. First of all, it will not kill you. It will just alter the way you live your life. And the other one is, it's not attributable to any one specific thing. They don't know necessarily what causes Parkinson's, because I dearly love my spouse. But let's say Parkinson's was caused by you liked dogs too much, or you slept on the couch too much, or you ate too many cheeseburgers. She'd be the first to go, see, I told you not to eat too many cheeseburgers. Parkinson's, they don't know why you have Parkinson's. They've tied it to a few things, but there's no specific cause. And I know that sounds so silly. I'm sure I'm going to be in trouble later, because you know how people get in a right. public forum and they make a comment and it's like it backfires on them. But I'm really glad that it's not tied into anything, because I don't feel like I was specifically leading a lifestyle or doing things that would have been like, okay, now you've got a disease. And it's like, I'm going to guess without asking you directly, you're in a situation where, hey, you were doing well professionally, taking pretty good care of yourself, kind of minding your own business, and all of a sudden, bang, you've got something wrong with your body, your blood, your, you know, how that goes. And, you know, so maybe I'm throwing a lot of stuff out here, now, but am I correct about this?
That's exactly what my situation was.
Yeah.
And it came out of nowhere. What I was going to comment on is the first three episodes of this podcast deal with my story. But you were talking about your wife a minute ago. Episode 4 was my wife. And her one of the first things she said was, I know you've listened to Dan's podcast, and he was wrong. So I think that's what you were alluding to.
Yeah, I mean, I think we look at sometimes, you know, I think the classic example is we were told at some indeterminate point, 50s and 60s, where they finally said, hey, cigarette smoking is not good for your health. And people who persisted in cigarette smoking, if they got to a certain age, you'd say, look, you're going to deal with some issues with pulmonary disease, your lungs, etc. And that kind of made sense. It was like, no, this guy was a very heavy smoker, and now he's dealing with this issue. And I'm not picking on smokers, because I know if you smoke, it's difficult to give it up. It's an addictive practice. But there are some other things that kick in entirely independent of sort of our daily lifestyle. And I think that's why I'm glad you're doing this podcast, because I just feel like, hopefully I'm saying this properly, you could be walking down the street and everything's going fine, but like the cartoon, you could suddenly see a shadow and it's a grand piano descending at a high rate of speed. I mean, you don't know.
You know,
and all of a sudden you went from, I'm just a guy walking down a sidewalk, to a guy who just got clocked by a grand piano. And I think I would have looked and told you in my 20s, grand piano is an unlikely scenario. Now at my age and Parkinson's, I would say it's possible.
Well, Jay, and you're exactly right. I mean, the reason I'm doing this podcast is exactly what you're saying, is because a lot of people have these situations where they're walking along and everything's perfect. You know, I thought I was in perfect health, and then I get a diagnosis, and I luckily survived, but I could have died in 2 months. I almost died in 2 months after my diagnosis. And so we're walking around healthy today, but as you said, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I have a blood disease. I have a cancer that's a blood disease, and it could come back tomorrow. We just don't know. And so we live every day, but what we can do today is talk about it and let other people know that they're not alone. And whether it's Parkinson's or if it's lymphoma that I have, you know, I think it's comforting for people to hear. And I'll also say it's been cathartic for me to talk about it. And I hope that's your experience. We kind of caught you off guard today, but I hope that's your experience in talking about it right now.
No, absolutely. And I would go back to, because I would be the first guy to say, let's not get overly sentimental, because life is not a Hallmark movie. But as we had always heard from our elders, appreciate every moment. You know, it's like the Christmas song that says, you know, someday soon we'll all be together if the fates allow. Well, when you're 20 and 30 years old and in perfect health, heck yeah, the fates allow. We're getting together on the 26th, you know. But now you look back and you say, hey, maybe things do change. Maybe we do need to hold on to those moments, you know. And you're here doing your podcast, and your parents are here. I mean, they have to be. I would suspect if you chatted with your parents, they might tell you, appreciate every moment now, because you don't know what the future may hold. And they're both in good health. So
Yeah. It's nice to have them here. So I guess to kind of wrap up, I if you were going to talk to someone who was in a similar situation, is there any piece of advice? Is there any thing that you've done in your Parkinson's journey, so to speak, that has been particularly helpful to you or your family or whatever?
Well, for me, I would say try to keep a positive attitude, because that's all you can do. Get a good neurologist, you know, because you got to have that doc in your corner that really knows his stuff. And I suspect your doctor is given you some valuable information and treated you in that way. And I just think, you know, going back to just appreciate what you have now, because it really can change. I know that just sounds so odd, but a la like a motion picture, you know, that flip of a switch, things can change. And that's why, you know, they always say, appreciate your health, appreciate your friends, appreciate what you have. You know, they kind of say too, it's a practice of gratitude where you really have to say to yourself, thank goodness I have the things that I have. Because a lot of times you could say, well, I live in a nice home and, you know, it's partially paid for and the roof doesn't leak. But that's not as good as a mansion on North Meridian. Trust me, it's better than a mansion on North Meridian because you don't know what the guy on North Meridian's going through. You know what I mean? So you always have to say to yourself, hey, look, just be extremely grateful for what you have. And I know I'm throwing a lot of stuff out here. I don't sound like a lunatic because part of Parkinson's is scattered mind. But I support it by saying, you know, I'm in radio, so scattered mind was already present long before Parkinson's. But, yeah, I think you just need to be extremely grateful for what you have and just realize that life is very changeable.
Well, yeah, and I'm gonna wrap things up by saying we're very grateful for you being here today and sharing your story. I'm grateful for the other people in this room, Kevin Friedley, who's our producer and jack of all trades, master of technology. There's a side joke there, but anyway, we appreciate you guys listening. And before I sign off, I'm going to thank our sponsors. Our sponsors are Silicon Prairie Ventures and Artisan Realtors. And again, I want to thank Jay Baker for being here today, and thank you guys for listening.